Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you. If you remember last week, we learned that Enos was Jacob's son. He kept the plates and wrote on them after his father died. Enos knelt and prayed to God. He prayed all day and was still praying when night came. God told Enos that because of his faith in Jesus Christ, his sins were forgiven. Enos then wanted the Lord to bless the Nephites. He prayed for them, and the Lord said he would bless them if they obeyed his commandments. Enos also wanted the Lord to bless the Lamanites. He prayed with great faith, and the Lord promised to do what Enos asked him. Even though the Lamanites fought the Nephites and tried to destroy their records, Enos prayed that they would become a righteous people. Enos prayed that the records he had kept would be safe. The Lord promised that someday he would give the Lamanites the teachings that were on the records. Enos preached to the Nephites. He wanted them to believe in God and keep the commandments. Enos also wanted the Lord to bless the Lamanites. He prayed with great faith, and the Lord promised to do what Enos asked him. Even though the Lamanites fought the Nephites and tried to destroy their records, Enos prayed that they would become a righteous people. Enos prayed that the records he had kept would be safe. The Lord promised that someday he would give the Lamanites the teachings that were on the records. Enos preached to the Nephites. He wanted them to believe in God and keep the commandments. The Nephites tried to teach the gospel to the Lamanites, but they would not listen. The Lamanites hated the Nephites. Enos spent his life teaching people about Jesus and the gospel. He served God and loved him all his days. When we are born into a family, we take upon ourselves a family name. This name may represent many important things, such as our heritage, our beliefs, the way we do things, and so on. When we are baptized, we become members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. When we take the name of Jesus Christ upon us, we are declaring our belief in Him and our willingness to follow His teachings. King Benjamin was a prophet who taught the importance of taking upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. Let's turn to chapter 12 of the Book of Mormon stories, King Benjamin. Children at home, read along with us.
King Benjamin was a righteous Nephite king. With the help of other righteous men, he brought peace to the land.
King Benjamin became old and wanted to talk to his people. He needed to tell them that his son Mosiah would be the next king.
The people came from all over the land and gathered near the temple. They placed their tents so the doors faced the temple.
King Benjamin spoke from a tower so the Nephites could hear him.
He told his people that he tried hard to serve them. He said the way to serve God is by serving one another.
King Benjamin told the people to obey God's commandments. Those who faithfully keep the commandments will be happy and someday live with God.
Great. So why did King Benjamin gather his people? Who can tell me why? Yes, Sydney.
Because he was getting old and he wanted to tell them that his son Mosiah was going to be the next king.
Wonderful. Which way did the people face their tents when they came to hear King Benjamin? Yes, Daisy.
Toward the temple.
Toward the temple. Why did they face their tents toward the temple? Gabe, do you know why they faced their tents towards the temple?
Because
They wanted to hear him and see what he wanted to say.
Good. Do you think it was easier to hear him if their tents were facing the temple? I think so, too. So do we have somewhere to go today that we can listen to the prophet? Where do you think we can go to today? Yes, Megan.
We can watch TV in for conference, or we can go to church and listen to things, or the friend, or Ensign, or whatever.
Excellent. Those are excellent ideas. Wonderful. How can we... I'm going to ask this to Camille. Camille, how can we prepare ourselves to listen to our prophet, or to listen to our leaders?
We could listen to conference, and we could read the Ensign and read the friend.
Wonderful ideas. Joseph, how do you prepare yourself to listen to the prophet?
You can pray.
Excellent. Thank you. How can, Sydney, how do you prepare yourself to listen to the prophet?
We can read the scriptures.
Okay, so read the scriptures. Wonderful. Daisy, how do you prepare yourself?
We can have family home evening and have family scripture study.
Great. All right. So how did King Benjamin say we can serve Heavenly Father? Yes, Megan.
By serving one another.
By serving one another. Gabe, can you tell me how we serve one another?
We can help them.
Great. We can help them. Wonderful. How can you... Let's see. Joseph, how do you serve one another? How do you serve your friends?
You can... love them and not be mean to them.
Wonderful. So love them and not be mean to them. What's a good example of that?
When kids are bullying another kid, you can go over and tell them to stop and take him and act like he's your friend.
Excellent. Does anybody else have another example of how you can serve your friends? Sydney, what's an example of how you serve your friends?
That you can have a kind heart.
What does that mean?
Like to... love them and to be willing to help.
Excellent. Do you have an example of that, how you've done that with your friends?
Like when they get stuck on a math problem, that you can go help them.
That's an excellent example. Thank you. All right, now, who can tell me how you serve your family? Camille, can you tell me how you serve your family?
You could clean the house from top to bottom.
Wow, that's a great way of serving your family. I'm sure your parents would be very happy about that. Excellent. Daisy, how do you serve your family?
I obey my parents and do the things that they want me to do.
That's a great way. Yes, Megan.
Well, I just, whenever they need help with a kid or you need to go play with them outside because something's going on, I help my family by tending the littler kids.
That's a great way of serving. Thank you. Joseph.
You could tend your little brother when your mom can't.
Wonderful. So you help out that way. That is a great way. Now, Daisy, you mentioned that you obey your parents. You're obedient to your parents. What are we promised if we obey Heavenly Father?
We'll be able to live with him again.
Excellent. What else are we promised? That's a great thing that we're promised. Yes, Megan.
Happiness.
Promised happiness. Wonderful. How did King Benjamin serve his people? Gabe.
He went and he did all the things that with them.
Excellent.
He didn't just sit there and have them do all the work.
Okay, great. How else did King Benjamin serve his people? Yes, Megan.
Well, he told them that God wanted we could serve them by serving others, and he showed them by serving them, and he was not only serving them, but he was serving God at the same time.
Wonderful. Camille, how did he serve?
He told them to obey the commandments and told them to have a righteous life.
Great. Joseph, how did he serve others? How did King Benjamin serve others?
He taught them about Christ.
He taught them about Christ. That is a wonderful way. Daisy, how did King Benjamin serve others?
He set a good example and was nice and kind to everyone.
Okay. Sydney, how did King Benjamin serve his people?
By being an example so that they can be like him.
Excellent. How can we be an example for those around us, just like King Benjamin was?
We can be like King Benjamin so that when kids can follow our example.
Wonderful. So you show a good example just like King Benjamin did. Excellent. Those are all wonderful answers. Thank you. So we're going to start with Gabe on this one. Okay, Gabe, think about this. How do you think serving others shows our gratitude and love for Heavenly Father?
Because it's a good thing to do.
It is a great thing to do. Why is it a good thing to do, Joseph?
Because we're doing what he would do, and what he would do is being nice to others.
I think you're exactly right. Camille?
Because he is happy when we serve others.
He is happy when we serve others because, just like Joseph said, that's what he would do. That's what he would want us to do. Sydney, I'm going to hop over to you. How do you think serving others shows our gratitude and love for Heavenly Father?
Because Heavenly Father wanted us to be nice to everybody.
Excellent. That is a wonderful answer. Thank you. All right, Camille, what did King Benjamin tell his people to do?
Obey the commandments and be good.
Excellent. Sydney?
To repent.
He told them to repent. Excellent. Daisy?
To serve others.
To serve others. Wonderful. King Benjamin told everybody to serve others, and he actually served others as well, right? So he wasn't just telling people to serve, he actually was doing it, right? I think that's an important thing to do.
King Benjamin said Jesus Christ would soon be born on earth. His mother's name would be Mary.
Jesus would perform miracles. He would heal the sick and bring the dead back to life. He would make the blind see and the deaf hear.
Jesus would suffer and die for the sins of all people. Those who repent and have faith in Jesus will be forgiven of their sins.
King Benjamin told the Nephites that wicked men would whip Jesus, then they would crucify him.
After 3 days, Jesus would be resurrected. After King Benjamin spoke, the Nephites fell to the ground. They were sorry for their sins and wanted to repent.
Excellent. Good job, you guys. Okay, Daisy, can you tell me what King Benjamin taught the people about Jesus Christ?
He told them that they were serving God by serving each other.
Excellent. And Sydney, what did he say about Jesus Christ?
That he would perform miracles and that he would be able to heal the sick and bring the dead back to life.
Excellent. What else did King Benjamin teach about Jesus Christ? Yes, Megan.
He would suffer for everybody else's sins and be crucified.
Wonderful. Yes, Camille, what did he teach about Jesus Christ?
That he would be born by a woman named Mary.
Wonderful. Okay, yes.
And after 3 days, that he would be resurrected.
All right. So King Benjamin taught them quite a bit about Jesus, didn't he? What else did he teach them about Jesus, Camille?
He taught them that wicked people would whip him.
Okay. And what was that great act of service that Christ performed for each of us? What great act of service did Christ do for us? Gabe?
He died for us so we can live again.
Wonderful. And that you kind of answered the second question I had. What does that mean for you? So he died for us so that we can live again. What does that mean for you, Daisy?
That I'll be able to see my family again.
Wonderful. What does that mean for you, Sydney, that Jesus died for us?
That we could return to heaven.
All righty. Wonderful answers, everybody. Jesus Christ suffered and died that we might repent of our sins, be baptized, be resurrected, and live with Heavenly Father forever. Can anyone tell me what his sacrifice for us is called? What the word for that is? Yes, Megan.
The atonement.
The atonement. Wonderful. Let's continue on with our story.
The people had faith in Jesus Christ, and they prayed to be forgiven.
The Holy Ghost filled their hearts. They knew that God had forgiven them, and that he loved them, and they felt peace and joy.
King Benjamin told his people to believe in God. He wanted them to know that God had created all things and that he is wise and powerful.
King Benjamin told the people to be humble and pray every day. He wanted his people to always remember God and be faithful.
He told the parents not to let their children fight or argue. He told them to teach their children to be obedient and to love and serve one another.
What did King Benjamin teach the parents? Yes, Sydney.
That they should not let their kids argue.
That they should not let their kids argue. What did he Why is that important? Why did he teach them that their kids should not argue, Gabe?
Because he wanted them to follow the commandments.
Okay. Yes, Sydney.
He didn't want them to argue because when you argue, you get the spirit away.
That is very true. Joseph, what did he want them to do?
He wanted them to be happy.
He wanted them to be happy. And so what did King Benjamin teach the parents to teach their children to make them happy?
To be obedient and love and serve one another.
Wonderful. Camille, why is it important to love and serve one another?
So we can live a happy life.
Wonderful. It does help us to live a happy life. That's very true. Daisy, why is it important to be obedient and love and serve one another?
Because then we'll have happy homes and we'll feel a lot better.
Wonderful. Okay, Megan.
We'll also have the spirit in our home with us.
That's a really important thing, isn't it? How does it make you feel when you have the spirit in your home?
It makes me very happy, and I feel like the Holy Ghost is with me.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sydney.
It makes us closer to Heavenly Father.
Excellent answers. Joseph.
So we can be forgiven of our sins.
Wonderful. Thank you all.
He warned the people to be careful with what they thought, said, and did. They were to be faithful and keep the commandments for the rest of their lives.
King Benjamin asked the people if they believed his teachings. They all say they did.
The Holy Ghost had changed them and they no longer wanted to sin.
They all covenanted or promised to keep God's commandments. King Benjamin was pleased.
King Benjamin gave his son, Mosiah, the right to be the new king. 3 years later, King Benjamin died.
Mosiah was a righteous king. He worked hard and served his people as his father had.
Why is it important for us to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, Gabe?
So we can be like him.
So we can be like him. Wonderful. Camille.
We can represent him, be an example to others. We can represent him.
No, that's a wonderful answer. Thank you. Sydney, why is it important for us to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ?
So that we can be an example.
Excellent. Wonderful answer. Daisy, why is it important for us to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ?
So we can be part of his church.
Wonderful. Megan.
That we can represent him and be just like him as he was and be his kind.
Joseph, what does Jesus Christ ask us to do in order to take upon ourselves his name?
Get baptized.
Get baptized. Okay. Wonderful. Yes, Camille.
Be an example to others.
Okay. Gabe.
Follow his example.
Follow his example. Yes, Sydney.
Read the scriptures.
Read the scriptures. These are all wonderful, wonderful answers. Why does he ask us to be baptized? Joseph, why does he ask us to be baptized?
So our sins get washed away.
All right. Was Jesus Christ baptized?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Why was he baptized? Yes.
So Megan. He could teach us and show us that we needed to do that when we were older.
Okay. Yes, Camille.
So he could be an example to us and show us that we needed to do that when we were younger.
So what did King Benjamin say would happen if we keep the commandments? Yes, Camille.
We would have peace and joy.
Oh, excellent response. Gabe, do you have an answer for that?
We would be forgiven and be happy.
Wonderful. Daisy, what did King Benjamin say would happen if we keep the commandments?
We'll be able to have the Holy Ghost with us and return to Heavenly Father again.
Wonderful. Sydney.
That we will be happy and live with him again.
Okay. Joseph, what did King Benjamin say would happen if we keep the commandments?
We would become happy.
We would become happy. Why are you happy when you keep the commandments?
Because you don't have to struggle with everything else.
Okay. Wonderful answer. Gabe, how did the people respond to King Benjamin's teachings?
They repented.
They did. They repented. Excellent. Camille, how did the people respond to King Benjamin's teachings?
They changed in their hearts.
Excellent. Yes, Megan.
They were changed and they didn't want to sin anymore.
They didn't want to sin anymore. Daisy.
They promised to keep God's commandments.
Excellent. Yes, Joseph.
They wanted to keep God's commandments.
They wanted to. They didn't just promise to, they wanted to, actually. Wonderful, Sydney.
They were happy.
They were happy. So why did the people not want to sin anymore? Yes, Sydney.
They didn't want to hurt Heavenly Father's feelings.
Okay. Wonderful answer. How did they know that God had forgiven them?
They had a warm feeling in their heart.
They had a warm feeling in their hearts. Wonderful. I think it said they felt peace and joy as well. Had any of you had an experience where you felt peace and joy? Felt very happy inside? Yes, Megan.
Well, I met some of these kids, and we were kind of talking to each other, and a mean name slipped out, so I felt really bad. And so I went over to their house, and I apologized, and they apologized back, and I felt good inside, and I didn't have a weird feeling. I had a warm feeling instead.
Wonderful. Thank you. Does anybody else have an example of when they felt peace and joy inside? Yes, Sydney.
When my friend got hurt and I took her to my house and I got her a Band-Aid.
Wonderful. So you served your friend. That leads me to another question. What can we do to experience peace and joy?
Be nice to others.
Be nice to others. Wonderful, Daisy.
We can serve everybody and be kind and loving to them.
Wonderful. Megan.
Love one another.
Love one another. Excellent. Sydney.
Be an example for our Heavenly Father.
That is wonderful. Gabe, what can you do to feel peace and joy?
Not wrestle with my brother.
Not wrestle with your brother. Okay. Excellent. Do you feel happy and peaceful when you don't wrestle with your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Megan.
When I go to church and I know that I'm doing the right things.
You know that you're doing the right things because you're going to church. Excellent. Thanks, Sydney.
Listening to my parents.
Wonderful. Do you think we can also feel happiness, peace, and joy when we listen to General Conference? Why do you think we feel that when we listen to General Conference? Yes, Megan.
Because it's the prophet telling us what God has told him to tell us.
Okay. Why do you feel good when you listen to Conference, Daisy?
Because I know that the prophet is telling what Heavenly Father has told him.
Wonderful. So it's a way that we get the messages. You know, the church helps all of its members receive messages from the president of the church and other general authorities through radio, television, and satellite broadcasts, and through printed material. Now let's turn to chapter 13 and read about Zenith.
Zenith and a group of Nephites left their homes in Zarahemla and traveled to the land of Nephi, where other Nephites had once lived.
They found Lamanites living there. Zenith and four of his men went into the city to talk to the king. They asked King Laman if they could live in his land.
King Laman said they could have two of his cities. The king wanted them to live in his land so he could make them his slaves.
Zenith's people built homes and fixed the walls around their cities. They planted many kinds of grain and fruit. They also had flocks of animals.
King Laman told his people that the Nephites were becoming too powerful. Soon many Lamanites went to attack the Nephites and steal their animals and crops. The Nephites ran to the city of Nephi.
There, Zenith armed the people with bows and arrows, swords, clubs, and slings. They went to fight the Lamanites.
Before they fought, the Nephites prayed asking God for help. God blessed the Nephites with extra strength, and they defeated the Lamanites.
After the battle, Zenith put guards around the Nephite cities. He wanted to protect his people and their animals from the Lamanites.
The Nephites lived in peace for many years. The men worked in the fields, and the women spun thread and made clothes.
King Laman died, and his son became king. The new king sent his army to fight the Nephites.
The Nephites again received strength from the Lord. They killed many Lamanites, and the rest ran away.
So why did King Laman agree for Zenith and his people to stay there? Daisy?
Because King Laman wanted to make them his slaves.
Okay. So King Laman, was he a righteous or a wicked king?
Wicked.
Wicked king. All right. And what did the Nephites do before they fought both of the times? Yes, Megan?
They prayed and asked God for help.
Yes.
They fixed up the home, the cities.
All right, so they fixed up the cities. Excellent. And they prayed. Wonderful. When was a time, let's go around the circle, and think of a time when you have prayed for strength and Heavenly Father has blessed you. And we'll start with Joseph.
When I lost something and I prayed and the next day I found it.
Okay. Excellent example. Daisy.
Sometimes before tests, I say a prayer that I will be able to do well on it.
Okay. And you're blessed with being able to do well on it. Excellent. Sydney.
Right before my soccer games, I say a prayer that I will do well and try my hardest.
Okay, and are you blessed to do well then?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So Heavenly Father answers your prayers. Yes?
When my cat got ran over, I prayed that everything would be okay and that she would be okay and that my family would we get through it okay.
Oh, wonderful example. Gabe, when have you prayed?
On my first baseball game.
Okay. And did Heavenly Father bless you with strength?
Yes.
All righty. How did you do in that baseball game?
Good.
You did good. Excellent. Camille, do you have a time when you prayed for strength and Heavenly Father helped you out?
One time I lost my pet hamster and I prayed and then I had this feeling that it was in my closet and then I looked in my mom's closet and it was in there.
Okay. So do you think that even with the little things, Heavenly Father cares about us and wants to help us out?
Yes.
I think that's right. Children in our home audience, please share experiences you have had in receiving answers to prayer with your parents or brothers and sisters and or friends. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I also hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 14, Abinadi and King Noah. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. Or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center. See you next week!